today. I'm continuing the 2010 candidate series by talking to Gary Black. Gary's a Republican candidate for Agriculture Commissioner here in Georgia. Gary, thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Jason. It's a pleasure.
Well, let's discuss it. Why are you running for Agriculture Commissioner?
Well, Jason, I've been in agriculture my entire career for 29 years, and of course, it's an open seat this time, and I look out here in the realm of leadership and the importance of leading in the 21st century, and I want to make sure that a good, strong agricultural leader is our next agriculture commissioner. And even though we may have a chance to hope today to talk about the kind of the wide reach of this department and the many responsibilities, but I still believe it's important to have someone with a demonstrated record of leadership and accomplishments in helping make agriculture in Georgia better. And I've got that vision and got the skill set that I'd like to offer for the people of Georgia. I think it's really important to really have a demonstrated record of service and some vision for the future. So that's why I'm running.
Well, what are your qualifications for the office? A lot of people don't know really what agriculture commissioner does. So tell us why your experience and what your qualifications are makes you best suited for this job.
I have a degree in agricultural education. I really thought I would teach ag in the high school level, but I had a chance to work at begin my career after graduating from the University of Georgia with started work with Georgia Farm Bureau, and I led their Young Farmer Leadership Development Program for about 7 years. And of course, that's the state's largest general farm organization. And many of those young farmers that I had a chance to impact early on are now in key leadership positions in our state and other commodity groups. So I think that's those ties and again a record of service there is important to note. But for the last 21 years, though, I've been president of the Georgia Agribusiness Council, and we're a chamber of commerce for agriculture. We, of course, help promote Georgia agriculture, help work with policymakers to make sure that our state and federal concerns are met, and make sure we have a good business climate to operate in the state of Georgia. I've had a wide range of experience in water policy and food safety policy. I've led the Georgia Food Industry Partnership for the last 13 years, and that's a research consortium that works with our land grant universities and with Georgia Tech, our major research universities, and helping promote and improve food safety technology in the state. So those qualifications and that record I keep referring to a record. I just think that's very important. And I know my skill sets are ready. I have a passion for this too, Jason. I think that's very important. I look at it as a job and advancing our state's largest industry and working with consumers and consumer education, something I'm very, very interested in. So those are qualifications I think would be good for Georgia.
Well, tell me about the Georgia Department of Agriculture. What are the responsibilities? How many employees does it have? And what's the budget for it?
Well, it's roughly, of course, in these budget days, it's going to be less than by the time the state budget has been less than what it has been. Roughly a $40 million budget and another $10 million of federal dollars that they have some pass-through jurisdiction on. And upwards of about 700 employees. It's going to be a little less than that. But the department, I do run into folks all across the state that they have you're running for the Commission of Agriculture. What do they do, or why is that important to me? As a matter of fact, that's what our push card and materials for the campaign simply ask that question: why is this important to you? Well, and I kind of go back to folks and say, well, look, are you interested in making sure that a gallon of gas is a gallon of gas? Now, is that important for consumer protection? Make sure you get every drop of fuel that you pay for. The department has significant responsibilities in all those weights and measures, consumer protection issues, making sure commercial scales operate properly. And yes, that's important for agriculture, but it's also important at the grocery store where the consumer kind of runs into it on a daily basis. A lot of people, and I too, I mean, I I live on a farm I grew up on, and we have some practical application there as well. But we love animals in my place, but a lot of Georgians love animals, and the Department of Agriculture is responsible for licensing and kind of inspection of animal shelters and horse and pet rescue operations come under that where we see you know, some animal abuse issues that I know most Georgians are very concerned about. When we look at you know, another application of you know, where it gets maybe where the rubber meets the road for a lot of Georgians, I'll ask folks, do you have your home treated for pests? And of course, that's almost everyone. And so the structural pest control companies are, and the products that they use are licensed and regulated by the department. So those are some grocery stores are licensed and inspected. Food processing facilities are licensed and inspected. So those are kind of where, you know, where the department really does touch every Georgian. And so long as things are going real well, we may not know that. But we've had some unfortunate things happen the last couple of years that really drawn attention, particularly on the food safety side. And so I'm seeing that, you know, when you can just describe that with all the other agricultural responsibilities, you know, people begin to understand it's a very, very important position, and they need to choose wisely when they go in the voting booth.
Well, I know you have a theme for this year, and you touched on some of it a moment ago, but safe food, strong farms, responsible government. Tell me how that came about, how you decided on this theme and how you're running with it right now.
Well, once again, you know, it's clear. I was very fortunate to be able to run in 2006, and we had a campaign that did real well. But I did sense in this run, and again, in an open seat, and we have maybe a little different type of discussion. I wanted to be sure that we had a theme that was clear, and I was drawing upon from the things that I was seeing people that were very interested in. I am absolutely convinced that Georgians, they demand and they deserve safe food, and they want this job to be the department run in a professional manner to ensure that consumer protection. So improving food safety protocols and inspection protocols, some of the things we've got, some initiatives I think will be positive for Georgia. Strong farms, you can't have strong, you know, with Georgia being, or agriculture being the largest segment of Georgia's economy, maintaining the strength of our farming communities and our farm families, providing market, you know, working with them and on market opportunities both here and abroad, reducing the regulatory burden so they can kind of go about their business. And you know, we need to do what the law requires to do, but then we need to let free enterprise work. And that's important for strengthening our farm families and their operations. And lastly, responsible government. The key thing we have initiatives with regards to bringing this department into the 21st century with regards to technology, because improving efficiency through technology will be a key step forward, and plus just, you know, having a management strategy that's really appropriate for the 21st century is some of the things that I have to offer.
Well, after talking to some folks in the agriculture industry, some say that state facilities are causing problems. The poor building maintenance is reducing efficiency for companies operating on the markets. Poor building maintenance is causing issues for food safety, which you've already noted, and food security is not adequate. What would you do to address these issues?
Well, the one initiative that I'm going to be very keyed on is having a good strategic plan for the department as we go into the next 4 years. I'm going to pull a team of people together in each of those areas to really help us identify those specific problems so that we can prioritize them and begin to address them. When we're talking about state facilities, we've got to work with the legislature to ensure that we have, you know, the adequate resources to protect the state's investment. I want to make sure that all of our facilities, all of our marketing initiatives, and are done in a professional manner, that they're done, they're, you know, because we actually take this serious, and it's not just a not just a shed somewhere, but that there actually is a, there are people in business, and we want to do, you know, fulfill our responsibilities as a department so that they can go about employing people and marketing products, and you know, I think that's good for Georgia. So we want to make sure they have a safe environment. I've had a number of inquiries with regards to you know, the overall safety at some of those facilities, and a number of people are very concerned about that. I want to make sure we have law enforcement folks that are, you know, properly trained and motivated, and let me emphasize there too, Jason, there's a lot of tremendous people that work at this department. Yeah, I think one of the things we're going to greatly benefit, maybe the best benefits that can come for consumers and for farmers and business people that interact at farmers markets and maybe a lease space, as well as, you know, the employees that work at the department. But they're going to benefit from a new vision and a new management style. And one that I'm big about planning. I'm big about making sure that all of our professionals and team folks that are on the team, that they understand what their mission is, that they have some measurements to measure their success. And when we begin to do that, I think it makes government work the way it should, and it provides better service to our citizens. So that's. I hope that'll be helpful to the folks that asked that question.
Well, that, another question that I've or another concern seems to be that Tommy Irvin had a reputation for expanding Georgia's export. People want to know what you'll do to continue that. I mean, will you continue to grow international trade? What are you planning on doing in that regards, and kind of continuing what Irvin has already started there?
Yeah, certainly we've had some success in that arena, but I'll tell you, this is the one thing that we need done. One initiative that I'd love to see us be more cooperative in a state government environment. Whoever the new governor is, I'm going to suggest and strongly advocate that when the governor goes on a major trade mission, which is usually a couple of times a year, with Georgia's position of the importance of agriculture and its importance in our state's economy, I believe it is proper that agriculture be represented on every major trade mission of the state, and those bridges be built in a more solid fashion between the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Economic Development and the other members of the executive branch. And so that when the governor is going to Spain or going to somewhere here domestically, try to recruit company, a certain business sectors to come to Georgia, I believe it's important to have an agricultural person on that state on the state's team that goes in those major initiatives. So what you wind up doing is you'd be mainstreaming the promotion of agriculture, whether it be agricultural, equipment manufacturing or food processing, or actually selling our goods, mainstreaming Georgia agriculture into the putting into the mainstream of our economic development strategy for the entire state is what I will do, and that will strengthen exports. It will give us agriculture and the regulatory responsibilities of this department on Georgia's team, promoting Georgia wherever the executive branch chooses to go during the year, I think would be a major step forward. And I've had some success with going, I was fortunate a couple of years ago to go with the governor to China, and I know that there's some, I really believe it could help build those bridges within the executive branch that will strengthen our chances of improving exports and improving job creation in agriculture.
Well, what is a topic that non-agriculture voters seem to be most concerned about?
It's probably that we'd probably go back on the food safety issue, Jason. I began this campaign back last May, and and began going to to county meetings and gatherings probably the middle of last June. And I've not been to a meeting yet, small or large, when there's an opportunity for someone from the crowd to ask a question. They want to know about the safety of the food supply. Well, they want to know where the department's role is. There's no doubt that the peanut butter question from over the last 18 months, it comes up almost everywhere I go. Like, what were our responsibilities? How can we improve that? And that's when I get back to the message of we've got to have better food safety protocols on the inspection side. We've got to make sure that if we find infractions in processing plants, that we actually follow up on those, and that we just do a better job. I want to focus on employee training and accountability, and I also want. I really believe in the food safety area that we. We have an initiative that we've been discussing called our Consumer SCORE program. SCORE would actually be an acronym for Statewide Comprehensive Open Record Evaluation. And I believe that I want to develop a program, and there's some details on this that we want to involve team people to help develop over the course of time. But I'd like to have greater transparency on the inspection side, where people actually whether we're doing our job or not, and see the performance. Bring some like transparency and accountability on inspection, and I think that would be. I'm hearing consumers. I'm hearing people all across the state would think that would be a very good addition. So. I guess that's the number one thing I hear about most often from non-agriculture folks is that is food safety. And let me tag on to that.
Sure.
We talked about animals just a moment ago. There's no doubt that our folks in the companion animal community are very passionate about making sure animals abuse the illegal trafficking of puppies, dogs, and cats, and those kind of things, and the spay and neuter programs. They're very passionate about that. So I hope we can involve a number of those folks in some strategic thinking on how this department can do a better job in those areas. I hear from those folks that not satisfied with consistency of enforcement, and so hopefully we can bring some improvements in those areas.
Well, what do you think will be the greatest challenge in taking the helm of an agency that's been led the same way for 40 years?
Let me emphasize again, there's a great team of folks that work at the department, but I think, first of all, you've got to, in being able to, I kind of liken it to opening a window and learning how to fly. There's setting the vision and hopefully, building a team environment. I think that's maybe an opportunity rather than a challenge, because I know those folks are ready. I'm thankful for folks that have, even within the department, that have given encouragement over the last year, and they desire new leadership. I think having a management style and a leadership style that comes along inside the employees that tries to understand what they're and develop a career path for employees and helping them to understand what core mission is and getting back to really just a strong commitment to customer service and our customers are the citizens of Georgia. When something's been done the same way for a long time, maybe that's not as much of a challenge as it is as working with people on the opportunities for the future and providing the leadership this department needs. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, if you're elected, what's the first thing you plan on doing?
My first initiative will be to introduce, first of all, I've from a strategic planning standpoint, I think that's the first step that we have to take, is just putting the team, private sector, and consumers, and former employees and current employees together to map out a plan for 4 years. I think that's responsible. Again, another step in responsible government and maintaining relationships with the legislature and the executive branch so that we can make this department work for the citizens of Georgia. I will announce the formation of a 36-member strategic planning kind of a nucleus team to come in from the private sector, former employees, and some current employees, and put a team together to begin, you know, on the master plan. But how we're going to develop those components of the plan, I've identified between 20 and 25 disciplines of the department, service areas and responsibility areas. We're also going to have a 5-member technical advisory committee for each one of those disciplines. So if it happens to be 20, then that's 100 folks on that, and then a 36-member. We'll announce 136-member strategic planning commission, hour one, of my administration. And my goal, Jason, there is I'd like to have these folks work 180 days. Some components will take a little longer. But I'm convinced that if we can get this private sector, private citizen involvement, along with the institutional knowledge of some of the good folks at the department, I think we can develop a strategic plan for future needs, and then how do we better serve Georgia. And that'll be the first step, I think, as commissioner.
Well, Gary, thank you so much for joining me today, taking some time out of your Friday. Please tell us where listeners can find you and whether you have new media, Twitter, Facebook, so on.
We do. It's of course we are on Twitter and Facebook, and thank you for the I think we're somewhere in the 2,600 fans on our Facebook community, and we're thankful for that, communicating with them and Twitter. We're enjoying getting out information on agriculture facts and some occasion we'll get back into the summer and springtime. Hopefully be featuring some good Georgia product recipes here before too long. But our website, Jason, is www.votegaryblack.com. And we just love for folks to join this team for safe food, strong farms, and responsible government. And I appreciate being with you today.
All right, thank you. And you're July 20th, right? That's the primary, correct?
That's correct. Hopefully, we'd like to ask all your listeners for their vote and love to interact. If they have particular questions, we'd love to go to our website. My email is gary@votegaryblack.com, and love to interact with your listeners as well.
Well, thank you very much, Gary. Good luck.
Yes, sir, bud. Thank you.